It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Here we go. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This, my friends, is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milanzo, with you here every single weekday from 6 until 10 a.m. on the Fan Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg. Info free on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Grab it on your digital devices and do not forget, go to the Odyssey app, click the old heart icon on the Fan Upstate page. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Not only does that mean that every time you open the Odyssey app, it'll take you straight to the Fan Upstate page, and then you can listen to it 24/7, 365, anywhere that you've got service and ears. You can make that happen. But on that Fan Upstate page, right in the middle of the page, there's two buttons. One big orange button says listen live. You click that button, you're listening live. Second little button, it's a little circle button with a microphone on it. You click on that button, and once you do, it is going to take you to the Ray Memorial Hotline. You click on the Ray Memorial Hotline microphone button, and you can leave a 60-second voice message that comes directly to the great one and I, right there on our laptop screens. So we can listen to them, pull them, use them on the air, or not. But you can send them 24/7, 365, anytime, day or night. And if you do, we don't care what state you're in, of mentality, not state in there. I mean, or state of the union. I don't care if you're drinking brown liquor at 2:30 in the morning or you're miserable at work at 2:30 in the afternoon. Jump on there, send us a voice message, and let us know what you got to say, what you're thinking about. We'll get Kevin and John in here in just a minute from the Moving the Chains podcast to talk a little high school football. Got some big ones coming up this week. Spartanburg is over at Gaffney, Daniel at Seneca, Hillcrest at T.L. Hanna, Christchurch at St. Joe's, and more. And we're going to get to those coming up here in just a minute when Kevin and John join us on the show. In the meantime, in fact, there we go. Would you look at that? Say his name, and he appears. I believe in K. Thomas. Kevin Thomas joining the show. Hey, we'll see if John Epps decides he's going to show up.
I wish Kevin got the reference, but I'm
yeah, I know. It's a wasted wrestling reference.
I know, but still.
Before we get to the high school football, Kevin, I would like to go ahead and tell you that if your Falcons lose to my Saints this weekend, I swear to you, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Hey, you get the interim coach bump. It has me worried a little bit. You know, Kirko and the boys are playing good ball.
Yeah, they are.
Wait. You're not calling him Kirko, too, are you?
Yes, Kirko.
Oh,
Captain
God.
Kirko.
Kings. I mean, whatever, you know. Hey, he can sling the pill,
he
man.
Can he can sling the rock. Football.
By the way, he's a really good quarterback, just the Kirko thing. I don't know.
He hates it. He hates
I guess
two
I'm
things.
Just a grandpa.
Kevin, he hates sunglasses indoors and the name Kirko.
What if we go just like Kirk Thuggins? How about
I like,
that?
I'm down with that. I like that. Yeah.
I got to tell you, Kev, I love Atlanta Kirk. I want to hang out with Atlanta Kirk, but like do it at the Coles.
He is embracing the culture. He is having a blast right now, you know, doing his swag surfing. He's having a good time.
The video that came out after you guys were on the road, where was it? I think Washington earlier this year, of him hitting the swag surf, leaving the field. I'm like, oh, he's such a dad. And subscribe. I want more. It's incredible.
He's the guy you want to go to see at the backyard cookout, grill some burgers, some steaks. Like, be a lot of fun to hang out with, I think.
For sure. For sure. Ain't no doubt about it. Kevin Thomas from the Moving the Chains pod. You can find them online at movingchains.com. No G in that. Movingchains.com. The same handle available for you at Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. And the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever major podcasts are found. You can find the Moving the Chains podcast. Kev, we'll jump right in while we wait for John to show up eventually. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
That's fair. That's more than fair. Let's jump into a couple of games going on this weekend, Big Dog. Some of the bigger ones in the area. One of those great, great rivalries that takes place. Spartanburg on the road up at Gaffney. Gaffney's been an interesting team because they've had some real, real ups, but a real, real down here and there as well. The Vikings picking up momentum as the season progresses is what it seems like. Talk to me about that one.
Region title on the line. You're exactly right, Rob. It feels like Spartanburg has been trending up, up, up. You know, their lone loss is to Dutch Fort early on in the season, who's probably the best team in the state. They've also got a great win over a really good South Point team as well. While Gaffney, they continue to win football games, but I feel like they're not playing their best right now. They're making some unforced turnovers, some penalties and whatnot. This game, you know, looking at it on paper, it looks like Spartanburg. Like they ran for 7 touchdowns last week. Trent Lynch is playing great. The quarterback has come along nicely. 2 linebackers that are all-star guys with Cam Smith and Peyton Jones. I mean, they've got it on every level of defense. They're playing really good football. And then Gaffney, it's been kind of shaky. You know, the quarterback, Javon Gilmore, has had his ups and downs. The running back, Jaden McDowell, is back from injury, which is big for them. But Jamarcus Smith has led them. I was looking at the stats this week, Rob. Jamarcus Smith has 4 games with 100 yards receiving, 2 games with 100 yards rushing, and has scored a touchdown in all 8 games, plus has had tons of big returns in the kickoff return game as well. So he does it all over the field for them. He has been the key to that offense this season, all season long, it feels like. You know, it seems like I said, paper, the Vikings win, but this game is at Gaffney, and weird things happen in Gaffney, especially – late in the season. I think the Indians have a really good chance to win this game. The reservation can make some crazy things happen. I think their defense is good enough to keep them in this ball game. I think they can make just enough plays, but should be a really fun one there with the region title on the line.
I have been up to Gaffney twice, and Kev, it is, and I mean this, it is one of the only places, one of the only football stadiums I've been to, the fans do not have an off switch. Like, there's no, it'd be a break, it'd be timeout, teams on both sides of the field, nothing happened, and, like, there's cowbells and flags everywhere. There's just no break for the Gaffney Indian fans.
It's awesome, man. You know, we go to games all across the state, and typically at those 4 and 5A levels, you don't get the best atmosphere a lot of time, because there's a lot of things going on. You just may not be as into the game as you would be at a 1A, 2A, you know, 3A type level. Gaffney's the exception, man. That crowd loves the Gaffney Indians. They live for that stuff. And they have a great time, great atmosphere on Friday nights.
Shout out to Gaffney. Daniel, Kevin, is at Seneca tonight.
The records look great in this one. Both of them are 8-1. But I think one team is clearly better than the other. I think that's the Daniel Lions. Seneca, just maybe more of a product of their schedule, have not played the toughest non-region or region opponents yet. I think Daniel probably wins this game pretty handily. They are playing great football. Grayson Clary last week, 29 for 33. 5 touchdowns, had more TDs than incompletions. The young sophomore gunslinger is getting it done there for Coach Frucher's bunch. Seneca, a nice season for them. They are a team that can probably win a playoff game or two, but they're not quite on Daniel's level right now. I think the Lions roll in this one and win the region title.
Hillcrest at T.L. Hanna. You've talked about Hillcrest a number of times this year. They are on the road tonight.
This is a fun matchup. They always, you know, play tight ball games late in the year. Typically, the region title is on the line. Not exactly the case this year. That region has 3 teams with 1 loss, so we could have a bit of a tiebreaker coming up here if they all hold this week. Hillcrest has been struggling a little bit. They can't really get going offensively. It feels like they got down big to Greenwood last week, could not get out of that hole. T.L. Hanna always tough to prepare for that offense, that run-heavy look they do. Brandon Cunningham is a great player for them, along with Katie Patterson. Coach Tone's group is playing good football. A couple early losses to Westside and then to Greenwood are the only people they have you know, taken losses against. So they're playing good football. Them at home, they're a tough team to beat. Hillcrest seems like up front too, struggling a little bit right now. Had a bunch of sacks last week to Greenwood. I think T.O. Hanna is playing good ball, and I think they win this matchup.
Christchurch at St. Joe's.
Really fun rivalry game here. Christchurch kind of turned a corner, I feel like, last few weeks. They had some injuries early on that they kind of had to figure out how to play through, but they're playing good football. St. Joe's as well. You know, both teams are 3-1 in the region, so this is big for playoff seeding here. St. Joe's kind of laying in the weeds. I've talked about a ton this year, but they've got some nice wins lately. Took a ticket on the chin to Powderville last week. But I think Christchurch may be turning in the right direction, maybe to win this ballgame.
I like it. Let's look at a couple of the other ones taken on. Statewide, let's go with how about Boiling Springs at Eastside?
Boiling Springs is tough to figure out, man. I was really high on this group going into the season. They've had some tough losses to both Burns and Spartanburg lately, where they weren't even really competitive against Spartanburg, honestly. Eastside, I don't think, quite has the talent level of a Boiling Springs, but I think the Bulldogs are good enough. I do worry about the offensive line a little bit, but that defense is really good for them. I think they win this game on Friday night.
Wren is at Emerald. I got to tell you, Wren's another place that I got to go a couple of times when I was calling games for Burns, and that's another stadium, like small school, but as you mentioned, like some of those smaller schools at some of those smaller fields like that, those fans are intimate with the game. They're right up on the field. They are part of the action. I really appreciate Wren, but they are on the road at Emerald.
Yeah, and I love that stadium, too. It's got the big hurricane there in the stands, yep. Kind of painted on there. It's really cool. But they had a tough loss to Westside last week, but there's no shame. That's probably one of the better teams in the state. And they hung tough with them. Scored, I think, 28 in the first half. So they were right there. Just couldn't quite get enough stops in the second half. Had a couple injuries as well. But I like what they do with Bagwell and Price, man, at the backfield. They can run it down your throat. Coach Freight does a phenomenal job there. I think Wren wins this game handily.
Here's a couple of schools that have been brought up a couple of times on the air. How about Southside Christian at Powdersville tonight?
Southside Christian's had a solid season. I feel like their defense is pretty good. The offense can't really get going. Powdersville has been a great story. They started out 0-3, have now won 6 in a row, won that region last week. Coach Muster's guys are playing good football. They've really started to lean more on the offensive line of the run game. That's really kind of turned it around for them. A solid defense coupled with that makes them a dangerous team. I think Powdersville wins this game tonight.
All right, got time for another one or two, KT, so I will let you tell me what are the other games on the schedule this evening that you're looking forward to the most?
A big one is Clinton and Liberty. This is for the region title. I don't think, similar to Daniel Seneca, I think Liberty just is not quite on the level of Clinton right now. Clinton is a legit 2A state title contender, and dropping down from 3A to 2A, they've got a lot of the pieces you would usually see at a higher class. They got some big offensive linemen, some really good weapons out wide. I think the Red Devils of Clinton, the Red Devils, those are, not the Liberty Red Devils. I think the Clinton Red Devils are poised to win this game big and make a really deep playoff run.
You want to say it or you want me to say it, Lonzo?
What? That they can't say the T's?
Clinton, Kevin. No. There's a T in that name. I've seen it. Hey. It's a big-ass sign right at the front of the city.
There are no front teeth in Clinton, so they cannot say the T.
I'm just saying. Can't. If you're calling it Clinton, then I want the T off the sign, and B, I'm calling the C of Clinton. Because that's, come on, man.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that all the Clinton faithful know this was Rob and Lonzo saying this, not me. I'm on your side. I'm all Clinton. Let's go.
On your side? Yeah. There's a T in it, Kevin. This isn't a side. That's an objective
former
reality.
Former President Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Have we outlawed T's in Clinton?
You haven't been there before. I mean, it's a possibility.
I gotta tell you, maybe that's why they're the Red Devils, because if they call themselves something with a T in it, it'd be a problem. If they call themselves the Asmanian Devils, it wouldn't work as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Kevin Amos here on the show today. That's a better joke than that, Kevin. That's a good joke. Damn it.
It would have been funnier if you weren't wearing sunglasses.
Kevin Thomas from the Moving the Chains pod. Oh, by the way, do we have an update on our little controversy from last week?
Yeah, so we've added new schools along with it. Marlboro County has been disqualified from the playoffs. They're not going to appeal. They said they've got some players that I guess didn't make quite the right paperwork for the moves and all that jazz. But there's been a couple more. Gray Collegiate also out of the playoffs now. They're appealing. They had an ineligible player situation too. So just, you know, the thing for me, Rob, is I hate that all this comes down like the last couple weeks of the season. Like, I mean, we couldn't find this out in week one, week two. Like, the high school league has a rule where if you forfeit two games, two region contests, you can't play in the playoffs. So basically all these schools now, when this gets found out, they're done. They don't have a chance to make it right or fix it. So I don't know. Bit of a mess, man. But here we are.
I mean, wasn't in the whole deal, they couldn't have done it week one because wasn't the whole problem that the ineligible players played?
Right. Yes, I'm saying. But if the high school league had said, hey, this guy shouldn't be able to play.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Like, if they had called them out on it earlier, they could have said, all right, we're going to get the paperwork fixed or just this kid's off the team, one or the other, pretty
got
much.
It. But instead, got it. Checks out. Makes sense. All right, Kevin, where are you guys going to be at? Sorry. I don't care where John's going to be. Where are you going to be?
I believe the move is Dutch Fork at Irma, a really good crosstown rivalry, two of the best teams in the state in 5A. Should be a fantastic matchup, two undefeated squads as well.
Like that. I like that. Hey, listen, when we check in with you next Friday, I'm going to need to know the score of the Clinton game from tonight.
Clinton, I'll tell you how the Red Devils against the Red Devils go.
It seems like there's a fear of people, like they're afraid of people in Clinton, like the backlash or something.
Well, we got Zach up in the stream. He's a Clinton guy and is saying, Kevin said it right. You don't get just to change the language because you want to, all right?
Yeah, you don't even have one of those little weird symbols above to change the pronunciation.
Like some dots or something up there.
Something up there.
But you know how Kevin, this is so out of left field, it's made Lonzo and I agree on something.
Rare today. Rare today.
Kevin Thomas from the Moving the Chains pod. Again, you can find them online at movingchains.com. Make sure you check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Moving Chains. And the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And they go live on Friday nights on Twitter. Do a spaces with a recap and an update on scores and stats from around the state of South Carolina. My man, good to have you back on, Kev. Appreciate you, big dog. We'll talk to you next Friday. Man.
Yes, sir.
My guy, Kevin Amis from the Moving the Chains pod joins us every Friday at 9 o'clock to talk high school ball. When we come back, Lonzo and I take a look up and down the collegiate and NFL schedules from the weekend and give you our picks, predictions, projections, and prognostications. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Friday morning here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to turn our attention towards the college football weekend upcoming and another pretty strong one overall. Let's take a look up and down the schedule of games that matter. The Ohio State University Buckeyes back at home. 38-point favorites as the Purdue Boilermakers come into town. This one, of course, at noon because Big Ten people hate fun.
Whatever. It's about football. It's not about the fans.
It's not about the fans. College football. Finally, Lonzo admits it.
That's kind of a lot. That's a lot. 38?
38 points. No, it's not a lot. Purdue stinks.
Yeah, but still 38.
Purdue stinks.
Ohio State's offense
Notre Dame put 66 on them. So if you don't get to 67, you're not as good as Notre Dame.
Yeah, but the branding's better, so it's okay.
It's not true about Notre Dame. You get away with that about Miami. Speaking of Miami, they're on the road at Georgia Tech. Miami, 11-point favorites in this one. Georgia Tech's 5-4.
I was going to say, that's not a lot for an undefeated team, is it? 11? So maybe a chance for an upset here?
I kind of want to say yes. However, Notre Dame beat them 31-13. Virginia Tech beat them 21-6. I don't know what happened to my Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
I know, at the beginning of the year, it looked like they were going to be pretty good.
I don't know what happened to my rambling wreck.
Yeah, but these teams flat out hate each other, Rob.
I mean, they do. In fairness, though, you know what other team hates Miami? All of them. Everybody hates Miami. All my friends hate Miami. In the club, we all fam except Miami. Nobody likes Miami. Miami's the weird guy that shows up in the club and makes it weird. Nobody likes him. Okay? Anyway, I'll take Miami to cover in this one. I don't know what happened at Georgia Tech. I was super high. Remember, accountability's big on the Rob Brown Show. I told you I thought this was going to be the best Georgia Tech team that's ever been assembled in Atlanta, Georgia. They're 5-4.
I just want to point out, and I should pull this. You said, I was super high, remember? I should clip that.
I mean, I might have been when I said that. I might have been. I'm not saying Brent Key's got me fooled. I do think Georgia Tech trends upward over the next couple of years. I just think it's a much longer rebuild. Or I shouldn't even say rebuild. It's a much longer build than I thought it was going to be. Florida is out of Texas. Can I tell you, I find this game now kind of interesting? I find this game interesting unless DJ Lagway doesn't go. Lagway stepped in, has been really good since he was named the full-time starter. Yesterday, Florida announced that they are going to keep Billy Napier on board for one more season. The Florida fans are mad. They're real mad about it. They're not happy about it. But their AD said yesterday that they believe that they are seeing an upward trend, that they are seeing the Florida Gators get better and better. Of course, you got to keep in mind, Florida, speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, got absolutely blasted by Miami back in week one, 41-7. They also lost to Texas A&M by 13. They've had two close games, real close game against Tennessee,
and a close game against
the Georgia Bulldogs.
They kind of almost won. So since they kind of almost won, we thought, hey, let's give them another year.
Once again, if the only thing you give a gosh darn about is the final score and not what the team looks like in the process, your team will never get better.
Kind of almost, yeah.
What your team looks like in an L or a loss, in an L or a dub, absolutely tells you about the future. It is nice to live in a world, if you happen to be a fan of, let's say, hypothetically, Kansas City and Ohio State, then yes, you only care about the present. But if you are not a dominant, iconic team, you got to care about the future. And what you are laying on the ground now becomes the future. Kurt Cignetti said the other day, the actions of today are the news of tomorrow. How do you make news tomorrow? You take action today. I don't know if Billy Napier is the guy now that he's off the hot seat. But if DJ Lagway steps into this game and he does play, I think Florida might have a little something-something lined up for the Texas Longhorns. We'll find out. Texas favored by 22.5. We'll find out if they cover up in this one. Some other interesting games coming this weekend. As we mentioned earlier, CC on CBS, your SEC on ABC game of the day. The Georgia Bulldogs on the road down to Oxford, Mississippi, Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, where the Dogs are just -2.5 over Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Running Rebels. Give me the Dogs to cover. That was a bad loss. For South Carolina at home against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a good team. Jackson Dart has been throwing some last names around the football field the last week or so. But he had 6 touchdown passes last week when they decimated Arkansas, but Arkansas is not that good. They had a much closer game against Oklahoma. Oklahoma also not that good. Give me Georgia to cover up the Ole Miss running Rebels in this one. They're just a better football team. Tell you one that your eyes, my eyes, our eyes, the eyes of America are going to be tuned into. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking it all the way up to Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana, home of the Hoosiers. Kurt bleeping Cignetti and his Indiana Hoosiers host the Michigan Wolverines, 3:30 on CBS. Kurt Cignetti wins. Google him, and he wins this weekend. It's not so much that Indiana's favored. Should be, obviously, understandable. It is that they are favored. Great one in a contest with an over-under set at 49.5. They are favored by 14.5 points over the Wolverines.
Give them another loss, Indiana. Do it.
Oh, now you're not booing.
I was booing the mention of that team up north.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I was not booing the undefeated.
I thought you were booing Kurt Cignetti.
No.
That was going to be the biggest biggest not okay moment in show history if you're booing Kurt Cignetti. The man's an icon.
He'll disappear after they lose to Ohio State.
A legend, an icon. And he will this weekend. Over the Michigan Wolverines, number 17, Iowa State is out at Kansas. They're favored by 3. Iowa State is another one of those very interesting teams. They are 7-1, but they're lost Texas Tech. Not a great look for the Cyclones. They got to get it right, get it tight against the Kansas Jayhawks, and I think they will. Give me the cover. Clemson on the road at Virginia Tech. They are favored by just 5 over the Hokies. Am I wrong to think Clemson's going to put it on Virginia Tech?
Yeah, it's not over for Clemson. I mean, as far as the season goes, they're going to bounce back in this game.
Backs against the wall now. You do not have any more room for error. You have got to not only win out in the regular season against Virginia Tech, against South Carolina, and then, of course, wedged in the middle, you got the Pitt Panthers waiting for you as well. Clemson has no room for error left. This is the same Virginia Tech team that lost by a tutty on the road at Syracuse last week, but they blew up Boston College. They blew up Georgia Tech. They blew up Stanford. They were in a dogfight against the Miami Hurricanes and, frankly, probably should have, could have, would have won. I think that was one of those games that Miami got away with one thanks to a little tweet help from the Stripes in that one. I think Clemson's going to absolutely put it on Virginia Tech, but this game is at Lane Stadium. The best thing for Clemson, 3:30 in the afternoon. This should be a night game. Every Virginia Tech game should be a night game. Every Virginia Tech game, every LSU game, and every South Carolina game should be a night game. Never, never, never. 3:30 in the afternoon.
By the way, it gets dark at like 5:30. It's still going to be a night game.
I need it dark when Metallica echoes into the hills of, by God, West Virginia.
Well, you just hold that back until the waning embers of the day fade and you come out
in
with
the
some
third
Metallica.
Quarter?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
called setting, man. Come on.
All right, what else we got? Line up on the schedule. Duke's at NC State. That one's interesting. It doesn't really matter nationally, but it is interesting. Number 20, Colorado, out at the Tortilla Tossers of Texas Tech. I just made that up on the fly. That's pretty good.
Well done.
That's pretty good. Colorado -4 in this game. Is Colorado for real now? Are we in? Are we bought in that this is actually no longer just an attention clickbait program, but they're actually a good football program?
Don't you be jumping on that bandwagon now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not. I mean, I
you're
think...
You're just waiting for them to stumble so you can say, I told you so.
No, I'm really not. I mean, again, okay. I don't have anything against Colorado. I think Deion Sanders has acted petulant at some times, Coach but Prime. I also think that Deion Sanders acting petulant Coach is Prime. Part of the reason we like Deion Sanders acting
you
petulant.
You should address him as Coach Prime.
I should not, because he is not my coach, nor is that his name. All right? I don't care if he puts it on the front of his office. He's Deion Sanders. He'll be Coach Prime. When he does something, then I'll be in.
What does he have to do to deserve the moniker? Win the national championship? Okay, he's been doing that.
I mean, we'll
which
find
is
out.
Why you haven't been talking about it.
The Tortilla Tossers of Texas Tech hosting the 6-2 Colorado Buffalo. South Carolina is on the road at Vanderbilt. They are favored by 6 now. The money coming in on the Cox this weekend against the Doors. I got to tell you, man, I don't think there's anywhere I'm going to be. Why am I John Gruden all of a sudden?
You've been doing that all week. I don't know.
You've been hovering
somewhere between there and Chicago.
I'm going to do that's more entertaining this weekend than 4:15 p.m. at First Bank Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. Where's the co-eds at? That's all I want to know. Where's the co-eds at?
That's kind of creepy, dude.
That's what John Gruden did last week, and I called him on it. And you said I should let him live. So it's creepy when I do it, but not when John literally says that?
I don't think I said that.
You did.
What's the big deal? He just wants to hang out with the college kids. And I went, yeah, yes. That's the big deal.
That was sarcasm.
Oh.
Yeah. It is my first language, not my second.
Give me South Carolina for the win. Honestly, Diego Pavi is a fantastic quarterback. He's my favorite college football player to watch right now. The dude's exciting. He's electrifying. And on top of all that, he said himself, he's bleeping turnt right now. But
he's going to be turn up on his head what he's going to be when the defensive ends come out and knock him on his back.
How do you neutralize a quarterback like Diego Pavi? You set the edge. You take away outside of the hash marks. You narrow the field down to hash mark, and you say if you want to run the ball, Diego Pavia, you come into the teeth of the defense. You don't get to run outside where there's space. You don't get to go way out there where there's edge, where there's narrow grass. No. You want to run, you come right at our linebacking crew. You set the edge, and as Chris Miller said earlier, and I think said so correctly, there is not anywhere in America a better set of defensive ends than there are in Columbia, South Carolina, right this very second. I think they set the edge. I think the Gamecocks not just win, but I think they cover it up. I think they have, I'm not going to say they beat Vanderbilt, but I think they beat Vanderbilt. I like the cover of 6. I really do. Mississippi State is at Tennessee. No, have at. Sorry. You're right. I skipped right over your pick.
No.
That's my bad.
That wasn't what I was doing. Oh. I'm not going to say they beat. And then you said, but they beat.
Well, I'm saying I'm not. They're not going to beat them by like 21.
No. I got.
Like in days
just
gone by.
Maybe should have elaborated a little bit there. Of course, I'm picking the Gamecocks.
I thought my emphasis said all I need to say.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you beat them by 21. I do think you beat them by 10.
Well, I couldn't see your eyes because of the sunglasses.
We got Maryland on the road up at number 1 Oregon. Autzen Stadium, Eugene, the Oregon Ducks got it right. This is a 7 p.m. kick. It's a dark kick. It's night kick at the Zoo. And Oregon favored in this one by 24.5. Ducks.
Where's this at?
The Zoo. Autzen Stadium, Eugene, Oregon.
So it's still not going to be nighttime at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
The West Coast time at the...
You understand it's 7 o'clock,
it's 7
their,
o'clock
time.
Their time.
That's 9
so
o'clock our time.
Us. Good night,
yes.
Everybody. I'm out.
I don't like paper cups because they're wet on the inside. It's Friday, people. It's Friday. Mississippi State.
It can work out on the differences between volume there.
That's very aggressive.
One's a little bit louder than
Relax,
the other.
Rebecca. Relax. 24.5 point favorites of the Tennessee Volunteers at home over Mississippi State. I think they cover that up. I don't think Tennessee's losing another game. I don't think they'll be close. Notre Dame at the house welcoming Mike Norvell and the 1-8 Seminoles. 26.5 point favorites are the Irish. Lols. LSU, Alabama, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. This one, a classic old school SEC West rematch from the old day, back in the day when the SEC had divisions. I like LSU at home. Alabama's 2.5 point favorites. I think it's an LSU team.
Wait, you're picking LSU over Alabama?
I sure am. I like Taylor DeBoer in the Tide.
That would knock Alabama out of the playoff.
This is only because it's in Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And for whatever reason, Brian Kelly's got the Tiger fans believing they are going to be drunk as hell at 7:30 p.m. It is going to be the best home field advantage in all of college football. LSU will ride that high to a 2-point victory over the LSU Tigers. Book it, write it down.
A common theme of high in this last half hour.
Bro. Boise State at the crib, number 12 in the country, taking on the Nevada. They are 24-point favorites. Ashton Janti will cover that up by himself. BYU is at Utah. Ryan Horvath likes the Utah Utes to outright upset the BYU Stormin' Mormons. I am not riding with them. The Fightin' Taysom Hills get it done and cover up on Utah. They're minus 2.5 on the road. When we come back, our NFL schedule from the weekend. We'll give you our thoughts on all of the games, and then we will wrap this bad boy up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. We have run you through the biggest games of the college football weekend. Let's do the same now with the National Football League. Had a barn burner last night, 35-34. The Baltimore Ravens overcome a 14-point fourth quarter deficit. The Cincinnati Bengals had an opportunity to tie it up at the end of the game, 38 seconds left, but they decide, let's go get that dub. We're not losing it overtime again. We're taking this thing home right now. And the Ravens' defense get the stop. They ultimately win the game.
That's what you want to call it. It was a mugging.
And then we move on to week number whatever it is, 10 in the National Football League. Away we go, and we get an early morning, early riser, 9:30 kickoff live from Allianz Arena in Munich, Deutschland. As the Carolina Panthers play the role of the home team against the New York Giants, the Panthers 6.5-point dogs in this one. Zoe, I'm just going to say that there's a little confidence in this Carolina football program. I think it started to grow at the end of the Denver game. Yeah, they got hammered, but the offense started moving the ball a little bit defensively. They took away everything the New Orleans Saints wanted to do. Listen, this Giants team is not as bad as people want to make it out to be, but they ain't good either. I don't think Carolina wins this game, but I do think they cover the 6.5 and they make it compelling, which at this point is about as much as you can ask for out of this football
team. All right, who has a better offensive line?
I think we're going to see the injury report from Carolina. Ike Ekwonu was out last week. I think with the injuries, if it is the same lineup from last week, I think the answer is the New York Giants. But I would say overall, head-to-head, if everybody's fully healthy, about even.
Because of that, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to go with the Giants to win this game.
I think so, too. So
yeah.
Am I.
Yeah, just I think the offensive line is better. Carolina's defense not very good. And in a quarterback duel between Bryce Young and Danny Dimes. I got to go with the Dimes.
Danny Dimes, huh? Danny Dimes. Somebody told me earlier this week, and I didn't know this, and I'm shocked we ain't talked about it yet. But apparently the Clemson wide receiver, they got a wide receiver out there at Clemson. You may know him. He goes by the name Troy Stiletto. I didn't notice. You remember Tommy Stiletto, the agent from the old backup quarterback up there in New York?
Yeah.
That's his dad. I didn't know that. The family runs deep. The family's got roots in Clemson, South Carolina now. I didn't know that. Danny DeVito's agent.
Not DeVito.
What was Danny's last name?
You already forgot.
Wasn't it DeVito? What was his name? Giants backup. I totally forgot. He was my favorite player.
Danny DeVito was, you know, at least my nose is in gushing.
Tommy blood. DeVito.
Yeah.
It was DeVito.
Okay.
Tommy yeah. DeVito.
Yeah, it was Tommy and Danny. You know, they could be related. It's possible.
I mean, DeVito and Schwarzenegger are related. I saw the movie.
Brothers, twins.
Troy Stiletto's dad, Sean Stiletto, is incredible. You know what I need? I need our boy Troy Stiletto to show up to a Clemson game in one of his dad's suits. You know what I mean? In a zoot, a full-out zoot suit.
Has he actually made it on the field?
Yeah, he's played a handful. Yeah, he's got a couple of big catches.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. A
couple of big catches. I typed in Tommy DeVito's agent because I couldn't remember what his first name was. Clearly, I just can't remember first names right now. Stiletto, according to AI, Stiletto is known for his flamboyant wardrobe and Italian-American heritage. He was frequently seen in the background of games, and his style and outgoing manner became a viral sensation.
That's accurate.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Totally agree. All right. Anyway, that was fun. Learned that. New England at Chicago. The Bears favored by 6. Stop, Bears. They got to get back, man. That was a despicable loss. The only way the Bears lose this game is if and only if Caleb Williams can't go. Remember, in a 29-9 loss, he was playing inside the final minute of that game for absolutely no good reason. Am I right, Matt Eberflus? He got his ankle tweaked up.
Who's a backup for Chicago?
I don't even freaking remember right now. Well, it's
how do you not know that?
Tyson Badgett. That's right. That's right. He got some games last year, too.
Okay, I'm going to go with Chicago to lose this game.
No chance. That's what you got. New England is not beating the Chicago Bears in Chicago, Illinois.
We'll see.
Buffalo is at Indianapolis this week, as far as we know. No, not as far as we know. It's official. Joe Flacco getting the start. Buffalo's only a 4-point favorite on the road at Indy.
Why?
I don't know. Give me the cover. Yeah, that seems like a layup, right? That seems like easy money. That seems like I might even tease that line up to like the 6.5 and get some freebies out of this one. Denver at Kansas City, Missouri. The Chiefs are -8 over the Broncos. I want to say Kansas covers this game, but y'all don't cover a damn game all season long.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't bet on this team at all unless you're just betting straight up wins.
Just bet the wins at -400 because they're going to win, but like by 2 for no reason. For no reason. Atlanta is headed down to the Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. The Saints got Riz. Literally, their new coach is Coach Rizzy. They call him Coach Riz. Will they get the interim coach, we love this guy, bump for Coach Riz and knock off the favored by 3.5 ATL Falcons led by Captain Kirko? Or does Atlanta, the Dirty Birds, go make New Orleans 2-8? On an 8-game losing streak. Give me the Birds to win.
Yeah. I'm just glad we didn't get a nickname during that.
Ray J Stadium down in Tampa Bay. The San Francisco 49ers on the road. I'm going to tell you right now, San Francisco favored by 6.5. Take the cover. Why? Because, by God, that's Christian McCaffrey's music. Run CMC, expected to make his return to the gridiron for the 49ers. Debo's back. Kittle's here. They got CMC back in the mix. San Francisco's winning this game by 24 points.
I don't know about all that, but they're definitely going to win by a couple touchdowns.
The Commanders at the house taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Washington favored by 2.5 in this one. I love Jaden Daniels and the boys, but this is my upset alert of the weekend.
Oh, come on.
Pittsburgh on the road. Play that tough defense. You've had a couple of sputters out of the Commanders here and there. Russell Danger Witch Wilson goes and steals. You know I love Washington. I'm pulling for Washington. I got Washington to win the NFC East.
Because they make you look so good with your prediction of how good the quarterback was going to be. So, of course, here's the thing. The only way that your upset pick happens is if Russell goes out of the game and the backup quarterback comes in.
I mean, all he's done is win, 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 no matter what.
Until this week.
Money on his mind, I can never get it. You're going to say that every week.
No, not every week. I don't know what their opponents are next week, but Washington's pretty good, dude.
Washington's pretty good, dude. I don't disagree. Minnesota is at Jacksonville. The Vikings favored by 7. Wow. Feels like the last stand of Trevor and the Jags. If they get smoked in this game, it's over.
Why are they favored by 7? Remember when Minnesota looked dominant like at the beginning of the year?
They're 6-2. They did have back-to-back losses, but they were to the Lions and a healthy Rams team. They turned around and got it back against the Colts. They're going to do it again against the Jags this weekend. They're 7-2 at the end of this weekend. That ain't bad.
This is amazing. You went from it's all Urban's fault to he might be a bust.
It is all Urban's fault.
Uh-huh.
It's still Urban's fault.
Minnesota's winning this game.
Yeah, completely agree. Tennessee is at the L.A. Chargers. Chargers favored by a tutty in this one, and they will win by more than that because the Titans are bad. Philly is at Dallas. They're -7.5 in this one. Dallas has imploded like a drummer from Spinal Tap. The Jets at the Cardinals. Screw it. Give me the Cardinals, which is an upset. The Jets are favored by 1.5. They were favored last week. I said, why are they favored as dogs? And then they went out there and outright won in that one. But I think the Cardinals at the house. Kyler Murray's going to get this one done. Detroit is at Houston. Sunday night football game of the week. Can't wait. Not making a pick. Just want to watch as a fan. I really do like the Lions, though.
All right, just a little bit of time here left in the week for what the X. The first thing that's Xing is Al Michaels. What Al Michaels?
I don't know. I just wanted to play it. I realized I put that clip on the board and forgot to play it earlier. I meant to use that in our pick segment. Al Michaels is trending because, of course, he, the voice of Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, which I watched one half of. And I got to tell you, I've been defending Al Michaels from Lonzo, who has been viciously attacking Al Michaels for the last 2 years here on this show and on this station. I listened for a while last night. Al Michaels just sounds like he's just a guy that they found who is like, I know football. I don't love it, but I'm here. You know, they pay me to do this. It was not good last night.
Yeah, that's not why he's Xing. He's Xing because of him talking about the non-calls.
You know, the last two weeks, him and Kirk have been like going off on some stuff. And for the record, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it. I mean, it's the only way that it's going to be talked about the way that it needs to be talked about. I'm good with it.
All right, the next thing is Xing is Carrot Top.
What? Huh? What?
Okay, it's funny because Carrot Top went on X and said, "Why am I trending?" And that's the only reason why I'm bringing it up. He's trending because Kathy Griffin went on and did a thing, and people thought she was Carrot Top, apparently. And yeah, and it's so that's why.
Poor Carrot Top. Poor Carrot.
He's like, "What did I do?"
Listen, weird, let's just call it, and I think he would be acceptable, as weird as Carrot Top is, I will say this. I've never heard a bad story about the guy. I've never heard a story.
He shows up in people's, he's friends with people. You're like, wait, yeah. What? Carrot Top's your friend?
Yeah.
Why?
I've never heard a bad story about Carrot. He's a man who gets away with calling himself Carrot Top.
All right, and finally, a sad one, RIP Ben.
Ben Herbstreit, the best Herbstreit, by the way. Ben Herbstreit, unfortunately, yesterday passed away, as Joey B just said on the Facebook chat, accurately and correctly last night. A legacy game for Kirk Herbstreit. To call that game as well as he did hours after his dog died is incredible professionalism, which I totally agree. I lost my last dog, Iko, after, golly, like 12 years of that dog being the only consistent, stable thing in my life.
It was a good name, by the way.
Iko, baby. Yeah, that was my dog. That was my guy. Lost my dog early. My dog was attacked by another dog and had to be put down due to injury. I was a blubbering waste of skin and flesh for like 3 days. Respect to Kirk for showing up and going to work last night. Rip to Ben Herbstreit easily. And I think even a Kirk would agree with this. The best Herbstreit. All right, that's it for us, kids. Y'all have a lovely weekend. Enjoy it. Don't drink and drive. I will punch you in the face. Make sure you are back here on Monday. Not Monday. We're off Monday. On Tuesday, when we run it back for a 4-day week. Have a great weekend. See you back here Tuesday on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Later!
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.